Welcome to Parenting Matters. This is Parenting Matters, where we talk about parenting matters. Why? Because parenting matters. Welcome back. We are here. It's Thursday, and well, I don't know what day you're listening to it, but whatever day you're listening to, thank you for listening, for subscribing, for being a part of the Parenting Matters family. We're very thankful that you're here.
We are so thankful for all of our listeners. It's great topics these last few weeks. We've had some good resources talking about different parenting things and how to really love your kids. It's been a lot. I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
It's been interesting. Yeah.
And what we're going to talk about today, and what really has been the overarching theme for all of it, is that it's mostly a you fix.
Yeah.
It's not about fixing your kids
what you
so
hear.
Much.
The secret to parenting is fix yourself.
Yeah, fix yourself. That's exactly right. That's a very good point. And really, that is what we're going to spend most of today about talking about. We've talked about the disciplining of kids. We've talked about respect and the things that we desire for our kids, raising good adults. We've talked about all of these things that are good.
They are good, and they're helpful.
And none of them will come about unless, we'll say it again, Miss Tanya.
Fix yourself.
Fix yourself.
I
like
yourself.
It. She's,
fix yourself.
She's going back to her. Her roots with that. I don't even know if that's true, but it's fun.
My roots are a little more country.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's good. Mine are too, oddly enough. I
used to have an accent. To be real country. East Texas.
See, I wasn't East Texas. It was South Piney Woods. Anyway. Today we're going to talk about the problem that we have is we don't get what we want.
Yes. Yep. Oh, that was hard.
Yeah. We're going to look at, and we're going to dive into, and I hope that you will track with us in that when you get angry, when you get the most upset with your wife or your kids or your coworkers, it's because you're not getting what you want.
Yes.
Right?
That is so true. And it's true. If you take time to think about it for a minute, don't just turn us off. Think for a minute about your last argument. And what it was really about, it was probably because you weren't getting something you wanted. Mm-hmm. And the other person probably also wasn't getting something they wanted.
And if you did just turn us off and then you felt bad about it after you thought about it for a while and you came back and you listened again.
Good job.
Thanks for coming back. We appreciate it. It's okay. It's okay that you got angry you turned it off. We don't hold it against you. Send us an email, though, and let us know that you did that.
Yes.
And that'll be hilarious.
It'll be hilarious. We'll laugh.
Yeah, so this really boils down to when you don't get what you want, you have to take ownership in the things that are your fault.
Yes.
Right? You have to own your slice of the pie.
Right.
And we've talked about this, I think, a little bit. Maybe it was another podcast that we do. But everyone has a piece of ownership in any confrontation, in any problem, or any responsibility, in any win. Everybody owns their own slice of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
You were telling me about something that you had a counseling thing.
Yeah. So, well, I had a counseling class in seminary. There's a family counseling was the class that I was taking. And he brought this up from James chapter 1, you know, like what causes quarrels and strife among you? It's your own sinful desires within you, right? And so he was just talking about how, you know, in families there are going to be arguments and tensions and things like that. But it comes out of the sin within each of us. Like it's not everything's on your spouse or everything's on your kids. Everybody has a piece of the pie in there. You know, everybody's got some sin, some fleshly desire that we're fighting for. And then that's what causes the quarrels and the anger and the emotions that all get stirred up in there.
Well, and you said very well, and I don't know why you didn't say it just then, but I'm going to bring it up because
you
said it. You said you're a bunch of little sinners running around.
A bunch of little sinners. You're a sinner. Your spouse is a sinner. And then you just have all these little sinners.
Little kid sinners that are just innocently sinning all over
everywhere.
The place.
Somewhat innocent.
Yeah, somewhat innocent. Some of them know what they're doing at some point. But
you're all
the
jammed
key
together
is,
in this house and family. And
that's
so,
right.
Yeah.
And things are going to happen.
Things are going to happen.
And when you can discover that you have ownership in some of this. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think, man, for guys, that's hard.
Yeah.
Because we like to think that our way is right. Mm. We like to think that we can fix it.
Yeah.
We like to think that we can control it.
Yeah.
And all of those things are outward, mm-hmm. right? We can control the kids.
Right.
We can control the family. We can control the spouse. We can fix any problem that they have or anything that they don't do well.
Right.
I mean, listen, speaking from personal experience here, these are all things that I've had to absolutely and continue to still work on.
Mm-hmm.
I I think God knows. He's okay. He obviously does know.
He does know.
But
he created you that way.
He recognizes Wednesdays. We're about to step up and do a podcast that I think, you know, he ultimately gets glory for. And anytime he's getting glory for the things, he's going to make sure that he does it right. That's a long way of saying this morning.
So we record on Wednesdays. That's right. Thursdays.
That's right. And so this morning, came downstairs, and typically, Zoe and Leticia are ready for school, ready to go, enjoying some silly show that they're watching, completely ready to go.
Yeah.
Finished breakfast. Zoe has to take vitamins in the morning, and this morning she had not finished her breakfast. She had not gotten dressed, and she was complaining that she didn't like the vitamins that she's been taking
all
for
of
months.
A sudden.
They're disgusting. And I said, they're not disgusting. They're they help you. You need to take them, and you need to finish eating, and you need to get dressed, and you've got 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Make it happen. All she kept saying was...
I'm sure that went really well.
All she kept saying was, they're disgusting. They're disgusting. They're disgusting. And I was patient for a while, right? Like, I was very...
You can see this playing out, right? I see it. I'm imagining it as you're telling the story.
I was like, okay, let's just take the vitamins. I was trying to explain to her, you know, you have a little bit of a bladder issue. Yeah. If you take these cranberry vitamins, they're going to help you. This keeps you from getting sick. Isn't that a better, you know, 30 seconds of, I was doing all the
right things.
Tactics. And I finally.
With
a 5-year-old who is reasonable sometimes until she's not.
Right.
And then.
Until there's something
she's useless in the reasoning category. And so eventually I lost it, got upset and thought, all right, fine. Guess what? You're going to get sick. And I took the vitamins and I threw them away, made her get sick. I mean, I didn't make her get sick. I made her get dressed. I made her finish. And we didn't listen to Disney princesses on the way to school today. I was just stewing. I was trying to talk to Leticia instead of Zoe, because usually it's the Zoe show in the morning.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that because she's fun and cute and she needs some attention. But I was so upset. And then I just the whole time thinking, that came from me not being able to control the situation.
Right.
That came from me not being able to get her. It doesn't matter if she doesn't take her vitamins today.
Right.
It's no big deal. It doesn't make, I don't even know why she was in a weird mood this morning.
Right.
She's in a weird mood a lot of mornings now, but.
But you wanted control.
But me,
you weren't getting it.
That's right. Yep. And that's where I had to take control. And we cuddled a little bit while we were waiting for her drop off time. And she got a little bit better. And then of course she got a little sad because she had to leave me. And thankfully, I stopped at an adult lady because the kids that pick them up after drop, like, so when you pull up to the drop off thing, there are kids that help
like
open the door.
Like older kids?
Yeah, like fourth graders.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And so they open the door and like, good morning. And that's the extent of their job.
Yeah. Right? Uh-huh.
And so if Zoe doesn't want to get out of the car.
Okay. Yeah.
She's screaming. They're just like, good morning. Good morning.
That's your cue.
So what I've learned to do is if I can tell that Zoe's in that spot where she's about to lose it and not get out of the car, I stop at a teacher who Zoe knows and everybody knows and they love Zoe. And so this lady opens the door and Zoe's like, I'm going to miss you. I'm like, oh, here it comes. And that lady's like, come on, Zoe. And she grabs her and she pulls her and she takes her
right
in. And
out,
Zoe's like, she gave me the little furled eyebrow and made me feel bad. But the truth is she got out of the car.
She went to school.
And then after that, I just kept thinking, man, I could have handled that differently in that I could have just let some of it go, right?
Right. Like you said, the cranberries one day, not
one
a big
day,
deal.
Not
gonna
a big
let
deal.
It go.
That's right. Yeah. She's going to probably not
it's
get a bladder infection because of that.
Well, maybe because you threw them away.
Well, it was just one. It was just two pills. It was the ones for today, not the whole thing. I didn't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
That's what I imagined as you were telling the story.
Sorry, no. Fine. It was just the ones that were sitting on the
Get
table.
Sick. No she more
has,
cranberries.
She has a large amount of vitamins that she takes because, you know, she's a healthy little rascal. We want her to be healthy and take a multivitamin and all these other things. And we've added these cranberry ones in over the last couple of weeks. She has said that she doesn't like them. She's never taken a stand like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so this week, I think today she was just like, well, you know what?
Not doing it.
I don't know. Anyway.
But the thing is, well, you reconcile the relationship in the car before she got out. So that's what we talked about last week.
We talked about a lot of nice things. We talked about the apple fruitle she was about to go get.
All
we
right.
talked about tonight at church. She's going to come and she's going to have a good time.
Yeah.
She doesn't care about any of that. She was just, the truth was, she just wanted to stay with me. And listen, she's daddy's girl. I get it. I love it. I've never had that because, Paige was not like that. Paige liked mom. She barely liked me. she liked me, but.
She's close to rainy.
She's very close to rainy, yeah. And which is good.
It is good.
I like that. And I like, you know, this. The truth is, I'm. It's bad. Zoe's my, you know,
the baby.
The baby, and she's got me wrapped around her finger, and so Rainy's always like, seriously, why did you do that? She asked. I'm like, yeah, but everybody asks. I'm like, yeah, I know, but
it's not fair.
She knows how to ask.
She knows how really to ask in a way that's cute. And
I've also started, has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I've also started just pretty much preempting everything and with all the other kids. Like, hey, listen, I think y'all need to understand, and I'm going to keep saying it. She's going to get all the cool stuff. Like, because you guys are all going to be gone. I'm going to have some extra money. She's going to say, she'll probably get the new car. She'll probably, you know, and you guys are going to be like, why did Zoe get all this stuff? I don't know. I'm sorry. Okay.
Do they take that well?
I think they think I'm joking.
Oh, okay. It's going to be a rude awakening.
It is. They're going to be like, wait, I said it. All right.
It's
so
like the grandkid.
So we have also said, you know, we are trying to parent to raise healthy adults, right?
Yes.
Raise productive adults that do well. But what we don't talk about a lot is that we really, when we do that, we are cultivating a healthy adult relationship that we will have with our kids moving forward. And that's really important, right?
You look to the relationship of the future, right? Like he mentioned the resource that we use, Andy Stanley. He mentioned like a lot of people, when you parent, you want your kid to like you now. And so you make a lot of decisions based on them liking you now. And you're not necessarily, you need to think towards the future. You need to have the goal of what kind of relationship are we going to have when they're an adult? And
yeah. And because that's the thing. One, you're going to spend way more time.
Right.
Right. Like I was,
there's only,
I'm 41. So that's like 23 years from living in my house. I haven't lived in my house in 23 years.
Right.
That's more time already.
Right.
Outside. And I still have a long way to go. Hopefully my parents live for quite a while longer. And you know, that's a long relationship that you have. That is a much, okay. Obviously the kids relationship and the cultivating that relationship is very important and fundamental and formative. But as far as long-term decision-making goes, to have a healthy relationship that you can always fall back on is very important. And that's what you want as a parent too, right? Like let's just cut through all the rest of it. You want to be able to talk to your kids when they get older. You want them to call you and ask you questions when they have questions about things. That's what you want.
You want to help them as they have kids and start parenting. You know?
Just like your mom and dad got to help you, if that's the case. Or if not, then you know that how important and valuable that definitely is. And so that's really what your goal is. Now, that all is based around, and we've talked a little bit about how the Bible is a who's who of how not to parent.
Terrible example of how to parent, unless you're just looking at God alone.
God alone is the only good model there of how to parent.
Right.
Right? And really, he just based it around one principle, and Jesus gave it as our new covenant command that was the foundation of our faith. It is really... All the rest of the rules and all the rest of the Old Testament commandments, they all can come and bottle and funnel through this, right? Those commandments, all of the Ten Commandments and all those other things are fine and great and wonderful. But the truth is,
he sums it up in two.
That's right. He sums it up in really, one big phrase that he goes and moves into a second phase.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, love one another as I've loved you.
Before, love the Lord your God.
Yeah, of course. And that's
love God, love others, basically. Yeah.
Love one another.
Yeah.
Right? That's how you sum it up. And God's loved you, love God, love people.
Right.
And that's the foundational principle of the new covenant commands.
And the foundation of parenting.
That's right.
What we're talking about.
That's right. Yeah. And what that means is when you have to one another.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to put others first and you have to put them above what you want.
Yeah.
And man.
And this resource today, I loved it. So he's walking through 1 Corinthians 13, which sometimes we all kind of scoff at or whatever, but he was taking it and it's like, okay, love is patient, be patient, you know. But then today he got to love is not self-seeking, right? And I'm like, oh,
that one hurts, Paul.
A lot, you know. And then it's our self-seeking that causes anger and into the other things. But yeah, so that's one I'm meditating on right now is how am I being self-seeking in all these relationships that I'm in?
Like, and when you couple that with the James passage, which is we get the most upset when we don't get what we want.
Right.
It hits you, right?
Yeah.
It all comes back to you know, our narcissistic ways. Yes. We want what we want.
And, it's all about me.
Anytime we don't get what we want, even if what we want is a good thing, right? Even if we want our kids to do great in school, we want our kids to be great in sports. We want to be successful. We want them to grow up and have great jobs. All of those things are good.
Mm-hmm.
But if that trumps the love,
how we show them love
and how we show them love and acceptance and forgiveness and all the things that God has already shown us, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Those are the negative things. Those are sinful behaviors when it trumps the thing that is the most important.
Yep.
And you'll find that your relationship is the most strained when that becomes the priority over loving them as you have been loved by the Father.
And we're stating it here as like a really simple concept, right? Just love your kids. But in practice, it's hard.
It's very hard.
Like, it's very hard to live in love and to truly love someone in a way that is not self-seeking, in a way that is patient, in a way that doesn't get anger easily. Like if you have lived more than 2 or 3 days in your life, you know that's hard, right? So,
you know,
it's simple, but it's not easy. It takes lots of practice.
Our natural tendency is to take care of self, to get what we want, and to do whatever it takes to get it. Right. And that comes from the very beginning when we're first born, the most selfish we ever are when we were completely and totally incapable.
Dependent, yeah.
And what do? We cry when we need what we want. And at some point you hope that everyone grows out of that.
Right.
But the reality is you don't grow out of it. You may not kick and scream, but you manipulate and you get angry and you throw things and you say things that are hurtful. And those things are the things that that stick with your kids.
Yeah.
Right. When they see when they see that you are the most important and what you want is the end all, mm-hmm. and that their feelings and that their considerations aren't being considered,
mm-hmm.
that's a huge problem.
Yeah.
Your kids need to know that they're loved above all else, and not that they are just a tool that you're using to do what you want. And like we said before, you may not ever say that, obviously, because what kind of horrible human.
You might not even know it.
Yeah, most of the time you don't even know
it. Without knowing that you're doing it. Yeah.
That's a great point. Yeah, you don't even know that you're doing it.
Right.
Which is.
You have to be thoughtful about these
things. Yeah, it's another issue. You've got to take a step back and really, like you said, meditate on that truth. Like, how much am I self-seeking?
Right.
Versus how often do I think about the needs of others?
And that's another point is to then, once you figure it out, and you realize, oh, yep, I'm doing this because I'm trying to get what I want. Then model that for your kids, right? Like, stop and tell them, I'm sorry, I'm engaging in this argument because I'm not getting what I want. And then they'll begin to learn and realize when they get all emotional, it's because they're not getting what they want and take responsibility. So it's an opportunity to model for your kids. So maybe they don't have to be almost 40 before they figure out, like, oh, I see what's happening here.
I see what's happening here. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you definitely hope that for your kids. And you said something very important. That is, I want you to really think about how often have you said, I'm sorry to your kids?
Right.
Right? How often do you apologize just in general?
Yeah.
So important. Maybe you don't have kids. Maybe your kids are out of the house. And just think about any of the relationships you have. You've messed up. Let's be honest. Certainly you've messed up. How often have you stopped and said, really, I really messed that up. That was on me.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. Because a lot of times, it's hard to think back to the last time you had to apologize.
Yeah.
Right? And
because usually you save it for something big.
That's right.
Like, yeah.
But if your kids are seeing a model of apologizing, you're going to see a huge difference in them, because then they know they can make mistakes.
Right.
That it's okay to make mistakes.
Right.
That it's part of the growth process. That it's part of the learning process. Yes. And then they can start admitting when they make mistakes.
And if they can apologize to you, if they've seen apology modeled both ways, you apologizing to them and asking for forgiveness, and then also when they apologize to you, you giving forgiveness, that also models their relationship with God, right? Like, okay, I can go to God and ask for forgiveness and he's going to forgive me. So it's really twofold in that case. So forgiveness and apologies are important, and modeling that for your kids is the way that they're going to really learn to do that well.
That's
you can tell them all you want, but if you don't model it, it doesn't mean a lot.
That's right. And just like we talked about last week too, when you are apologizing, make sure you explain what you're apologizing for.
Yeah.
And have your kids do the same thing.
And the how can I make it up to you? I liked that. I was like, oh, another thing I had to meditate on.
That's right.
Like, oh, let me put that into
how
practice.
Can I make it right? Yeah. Listen, that's possibly one of the hardest things that we've talked about here is saying that you're sorry, saying that you were wrong. And I mean, everybody says sorry, but truly admitting that you're wrong and then changing and growing from that experience, you should be a professional apologizer in your household, because you do probably make mistakes all the time. In fact, I probably should, when Zoe comes up tonight, I probably should tell her I'm sorry for getting so angry at breakfast.
Yeah.
And then, and not expect that she's going to go, I'm sorry because I was doing this, this, and this. That's not her place yet.
Yeah.
That's not her expectation.
That's a good point.
That's, you know, a lot of times when we apologize to people, we expect a reciprocal apology
we
as well.
Do.
And that's not up to us.
And that's, that's not why you're apologizing. No. You're not apologizing if so you're that they'll apologize.
Yeah, if you're apologizing only so then they'll apologize, and you aren't doing it right either.
Your heart is not in the right place.
Yeah. So just take that as a challenge to apologize without expectation, but be willing to be vulnerable enough to say, I messed this thing up, and I'm sorry, and I want to make it right.
Yeah.
And I hope you can forgive me. Because again, like you just said, that is the model that God has put out for us. And as we said earlier, God is the only good model for parenting in in scriptures.
In all of scripture.
So we should definitely take from his page instead of other pages.
Right.
Because, you know, again, David wasn't a great parent. Yeah. Moses wasn't a great parent. Abraham wasn't a great parent. Adam and Eve weren't great parents. I mean, their second kid killed the first kid, killed
something
the other kid.
Went terribly wrong.
Very quickly. So, I mean, obviously, and they were like in the perfect garden.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've going to have problems too, okay? So accept that and understand
and they
that.
They didn't have parents to blame it on.
They didn't have, no, they had God who walked them hand in hand.
So
yeah, I mean, that just shows how quickly we can get off if we're not constantly checking and looking over the things that we're doing and being willing to say we messed up.
And I think that's just such a good point overall. And we're doing this Parenting Matters podcast because parenting does matter and we all need to be encouraged and refreshed and all those things. But there's no trick or tool or perfect parenting method that is going to reach the goal of raising good adults. It is how you behave.
Yep.
It is.
It is the secret sauce of loving one another, putting others first.
Yeah.
Because, you know, being a parent is all about putting others first.
It is.
You know, we've talked a lot about how your marriage needs to be number one and the kids need to be second. That's a very different principle than putting others.
But you're still putting your spouse first.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. You're putting your marriage first.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily because you get all the good things.
Exactly.
It's because that's the order of things.
Right.
But you're still putting others first.
Right.
And that's the principle of any Christ follower should be to model as Jesus modeled, which was to put others before himself. And God, Jesus came to serve, not to be served, right? And he came to show and model us love and not to get all of the accolades for how awesome he was, even though he deserved them.
He deserved them, right? And we should be like Christ.
That's right.
That's what a Christ follower is.
And if you're like Christ as a parent, then you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Your kids are going to see that, and they're going to recognize that. They're going to come to know him because they're going to see through you the awesome power of love, grace, and acceptance. What else you got, Ms. Tanya?
Well, one other thing that he said that I think is really important in this whole like stopping and taking responsibility and letting your kids know that, because when you get real angry with your kids, so what's happening is something is wrong in us as we're angry, right? Our emotion is stirred up. But your kids process it as like what's wrong with them. And it's really important that you reconcile that and that you point out it was my own selfishness.
That ties
that
right
made
in with the
yell.
Apologizing. That's right.
It does. It does. But it's just important because I think that's where you really break relationship with your kids, when you don't go back and fix that and let them know.
It's because think about it.
It's not you.
You're probably trying to fix them constantly.
Right.
And if you can't ever admit that you still need some work on you, then you're trying to set up an unreasonable and unattainable standard for them to be perfect.
Yes.
You're not perfect. Don't try to fake it out. Everybody knows you're not perfect, but when you try to pretend like you're perfect, then you get the resentment. And especially your kids will resent the fact that they seem to be making all the mistakes and you never
you're
make any mistakes.
You're always correcting them all the time.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a very good point that you need to slow down and just go, man, I've made a mistake and I've messed up, and your kids need to see that you've made a mistake and you messed up. And I make so many mistakes that I think my kids do see that I make a lot of mistakes, like just in the way that I treat them sometimes. But
they might not know that
other
you're doing it
random
a mistake,
things.
You know, like if you don't at somewhere along the line haven't pointed out like I'm making a mistake when I treat you this way, they might not see it as your mistake, you know.
Yeah, because how are they supposed to pick it up if you're not showing it to them?
They just, again, think, well, there's something wrong with me. I always make dad mad, you know.
And when you hear that as a parent, that is not something you want to ever...
Right.
You never want your kid to think
not
that.
What you want to
right. You yeah. just like you don't want your kid to think that you don't truly love them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want your kid to think that your life is so on a pedestal.
Right.
That it's unattainable for them to get to, because a lot of times that usually means they're going to quit. They're going to find success. They're going to find something in something else that's not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So. Exactly. Yeah, that's a very, very good point. Thank you for bringing that up, because that is something that we all should definitely, as you've said many times, meditate on. There's a lot of things that we need to take away from today. Hopefully you are, you've got some things to chew on.
Listen again.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, back it up. Listen to it one more time. Share with a friend and make sure that you subscribe so that you can get the next episode
week.
And you can go back and listen to all 30 something episodes that we have.
Crazy.
Yeah, thanks so much for listening. Do you have anything else, or are we wrapping it up?
That's it.
All right, well, listen, you guys have a great week. We will see you again next week. Thanks for joining us on Parenting Matters.
Bye.